This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News, read by Arundhati Paul. Teachers' Day is being celebrated throughout the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former President Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu will confer national awards to 82 teachers at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The Department of School Education and Literacy, Ministry of Education, has been organizing a national level function on Teachers' Day every year to confer the national awards to the best teachers of the country. The purpose of the national awards is to celebrate the unique contribution of teachers in the country and to honor those teachers who, through their commitment and industry, have not only improved the quality of school education but also enriched the lives of their students. Teachers' Day is also being organized across the northeastern states. In Meghalaya, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma will be the chief guest at the state-level Teachers' Day function to be held at Usosotham Auditorium today. A memorandum of settlement was signed among the Centre, Tripura government and representatives of the National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, and All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that it is a matter of joy that NLFT and ATTF have given up weapons and joined the mainstream and expressed the commitment towards the development of Tripura. In Nagaland, 6 persons lost their lives and 3 were injured after a series of massive mudslides and landslides hit the National Highway 29 between Kohima and Dimapur following heavy rainfall. The deceased includes 5 male and 1 female. Mudslides and landslide near Perima and Sepama, Pipema, and landslide at Paglapahar yesterday led to the sinking of a portion of the highway. The National Highway 29, which has been completely cut off for vehicular movement, is the main lifeline for commuters travelling to the state capital Kohima and neighbouring state Manipur. A high-level meeting was convened by Chief Minister Nipoiryo to take stock of the disaster and take immediate restoration and relief measures. During the meeting, the NHIDCL was directed to make the highway operational within 24 hours to ensure supply of essential commodities is not adversely affected, as well as to take rectification measures, including use of latest technology, to ensure such disasters do not occur in future. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister in charge of National Highway T.R. Zeliang informed Akashvani News Kohima that the state government has announced 4 lakh rupees each as ex gratia to the families of the deceased and 16,000 rupees to the injured as an emergency relief. The Manipur government has constituted a high-level committee to investigate the use of high-tech drones by militants to target peripheral areas of the state. The committee is being chaired by additional DGP Ashutosh Kumar Sinha, and it will include Major Generals S.S. Karthike and Ravroop Singh, along with senior officials Vipul Kumar and J.K. Birdi. The decision to form this committee follows reports of repeated attacks by militants using drones, causing significant damage and loss of life in villages such as Kurtruk, Sengjam Chirag in West Imphal district. In Meghalaya, a team of the Meghalaya State Pollution Control Board, led by Principal Secretary of Forest and Environment, has ordered closure of 6 industrial units operating at Barnihat area in Rebhoi district of the state for violating environmental norms set by the board. The team inspected 10 industrial units to enforce environmental regulations and found that 6 units are violating and lacking or malfunctioning devices that are needed to monitor emission. This inspection was prompted by the industrial unit's repeated non-compliance with the directives previously issued by the State Pollution Control Board. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik yesterday presented the Governor's gold and silver medals to officers and personnel of the Assam Rifles units of Arunachal Pradesh during an investiture ceremony at the Raj Bhavan in Itanagar. Speaking on the occasion, the Governor appreciated the services of Assam Rifles in the northeastern region. He said that the armed force has successfully carried out welfare services for the people of the region and has won their trust. He also stated that the Assam Rifles have been actively deployed in conventional warfare, anti-insurgency missions, maintaining law and order, disaster management, social welfare activities in far-flung and interior areas and others. The governor said that in its glorious history of 189 years, Assam Rifles' achievements display its valor, courage and sacrifices of its soldiers. On the occasion, 13 gold medals and 10 silver medals were awarded to SAM Rifle personnel to recognize their excellence in various fields. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.